KJ4, CCC Mobile.
Well, you were so darn fast, I missed it, Wyatt. Good afternoon. Hey, we seen something rare in the Lowe's parking lot.
Not towards the part where it looks like it's raining.
You guessed it. You get the cigar. It rained on us in the Lowe's parking lot, but there's none up at our house, and it's really dark over to the west.
This is a good, solid rain. None of this. We're going to threaten you with a thunderstorm and be gone within 30 seconds, kind of stuff like we got earlier.
Well, just exactly what it looked like, Wyatt. We went to Lowe's and didn't, we need some blinds and one blind and didn't measure it right, so I had to go back home and now it's back down to Lowe's.
Well, I had the radio cranked up. I didn't know if you were calling anybody else or if you were just sitting in the car by yourself.
Called for Jerry, just throwed it out there in for DJC, but that's no problem. Glad to hear you this afternoon. What have you been up to, work or play?
It's still Monday at about noon, right?
Wrong.
Still got to work one more day this weekend, but hopefully not too terribly long. And then, hey, next week I get to go on vacation.
I don't suppose you're going to the beach or something, are you?
Northish, and it will not be any cooler. I am going to the land of cheese.
I didn't catch it.
Of cheese.
Wyatt, maybe you're in the shadows over there.
Lake Cunningham Fire Department.
About exactly half a mile behind me. I'm headed south.
Said I'm going to the land of cheese. You know where the land of cheese is, don't you?
Yes, my son-in-law happens to be a cheesehead, and he's got a big block of cheese he wears to football games.
I tell you what, those people in eastern Wisconsin, they're just a little bit odder than the ones in the western Wisconsin.
Well, I'll have to say, you can, how did Amy say that? You can pick your nose, and I guess you can pick your teeth, but you can't pick your relatives. That wasn't exactly how she said it, but something like that. Well, I'll tell you what, we get our 4-year-old Wisconsin sharp cheddar cheese from up there. Usually the kids bring us some because they live in Michigan, but his mom lives on the farm in Wisconsin, and they go over there quite a bit, so they bring us some of that cheese. Oh, boy, that's far uptown as you can get, Wyatt.
I won't ask if you want me to bring you some cheese back then, since, you know, you're getting your own cheese delivery.
I was kind of spoiled on that one. Old Chad came over the other day, and Bernice gave him some summer sausage and some of that 4-year-old Wisconsin cheddar, and he said, "Where'd you get that cheese, first thing?" Boy, it's good. I love it. And we love it. And they bring us a couple of pounds of it every year. It lasts quite a while. But it is excellent. So we went up there, two or three times. The Oshkosh did a big air show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Fonda's family's from up that way. They're from over in Eau Claire area. And normally we have a reunion every 2 years, but last year we didn't have one because there was some national panic going on about some kind of disease or another. So, and then the 2 years before that, we actually had the family reunion in California. It's been a while. I've completely run out of my cheese.
Best there is on this earth, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, we stayed at the farm twice, and the last time there was too many people, so we stayed at a Swiss chateau. It's over by Verona, and The kids paid for it, and we decided to stay an extra day, so we paid for it. Wasn't all that bad. It was like $125, but that air show is just out of this world.
You know, one of these days I'm going to actually be able to time it right and go up there when it's going, but you know how cheesy I am based on local cheeses, and just wait till you see my Wisconsin cheddar.
Hey, Greg, I'll go along with you on that. Wyatt, the air show must be this month. I haven't paid much attention because I knew I wasn't going, but I keep getting, I belonged to the EAA for quite a while, and now I don't, but they keep wanting my $40 a year, but just for the magazine, and I'm not going to pay it anymore. But it is good magazine, but they said the tickets that were cheaper went off sale just in the last few days, so Ice Dice must be pretty close to going down.
Okay, well, I'll look it up when I get home, because that'd be kind of cool to go to that. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
The last time we went there, it's been quite a few years ago, there was an Airbus 380 come in there, Wyatt, and he couldn't land on the main runway, so he had to land on the short one, and he crammed that airplane in because there was almost 40 mile an hour crosswinds. He crammed that thing in, and that nose was pointing right at us. We were standing beside the runway, and when that nose touched the ground, that big old huge rudder went full bore to the other direction, and I think that was just a 5,000 foot runway. But of course, it wasn't loaded. It just had electronic equipment on it, and I think there was about 40 people was all.
Amazing what some of these pilots can actually do with their aircraft, but I wouldn't trust that with somebody who'd only flown 50 flight hours.
Ugh. It was the first one, I guess, or second or something like that. I think it was the first one. And you could actually go up, but they said you just walk between the test equipment and all that. But I couldn't imagine him putting it down on that runway. And when he took off, the angle of attack was unbelievably up. I wouldn't want to have been in there with him. Man, you sit there and say, stall, 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 and hear that beeping going off, you know, but it didn't. These engines are so powerful anymore. This engine LTR.
He took off like a rocket ship. Well, I've seen planes do that before, and it's just like, holy cow, people. Do you really need to take off that fast and at that angle? Because, you know, they'll rev it up with full power before they even release the brakes.
He did, absolutely. And there was another plane there at the time, and it was that three fuselage thing that they were going to launch they have launched the ships that went into lower outer space, you know, and carried people in it. I can't remember what they call it, something number one. And, God, the wingspan on the thing was unbelievable.
The plane or the Vomit Comet?
It's the one that private industry, the guy owned it. What's it? SpaceX owned it, and there was a smaller plane. It flew it up to like 40,000, and then they launched off of that and went into outer space.
Oh yeah. Although I don't think that was SpaceX. I think that was somebody else. I think that may have been Bezos, but don't quote me on that. But it was a mothership, and then the little guy. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on what that is.
I think it was called Spaceship One or something, but yeah, you're absolutely right. You're thinking, I'm trying to get into Lowe's here and talking at the same time, which is not a good policy. But Oh, God, I love that show. They had every kind of military aircraft you could imagine under the sun, except the one that I flew in. Although they did have a P-3 Orion there that Border Patrol used.
I've seen them. Seen most of them in person, right up close. Some of them have even, you know, blown me around on the end of the runway.
Now, and then they had, the Border Patrol had one of the drones, and this little old lady next to me here, don't know what she's doing, her alarm was going off. She finally got it. But that drone was something to see. It was one of it's the biggest one, you know, where they could fly to Iran and back. Only the Border Patrol used it. You could go up and visit with the Border Patrol guards. And then they had an A-1 Sky Raider that my uncle was killed in at Cherry Point. Not that one, but obviously. But that was kind of interesting because they were flying those when I was in Vietnam. And I think they had a 3350 radio in them. And it almost carried the weight in bombs, if I remember right. They call them Sandies over there, but you name it, Wyatt. And the only other place I'd even compare with it would be Wright-Patterson Air Force Base at the United States Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. That's well worth going to.
Hey, we'll catch you later, Tom, and I got it in my favorite parking place, so we'll catch you later, and I'll let the other station go. KJ4C, CTD, clear.
Do you have an air can? Whiskey, days you have to forgive me.
chemical reaction is making our throat kind of coat. So my voice sounds very different. I'm just talking on the radio to keep myself thinking.
Is this type of reaction, do you have to carry around an EpiPen or is it that serious?
It's not serious.
Yes, it's that serious.
Did you
be home? I took it home. I was injected. The injector says to count three. I counted 10 seconds.
Stop talking on the radio. Stop talking, period, and concentrate on breathing. And, or don't concentrate on breathing, but save your breath for, for your lungs, and that way you won't have to work quite as hard, because it takes air to talk, and I'm sure you know that, and anyway, that's the only advice I can give you at the moment, and I have designated here at Public, so I'm going to have to jump out, KP4CBA.
Dave, as I talk, I also invoke air. Did I understand what you're saying? Please tell everybody on the net to say a prayer for us tonight, if you don't mind. Thank you. Get in, please. And I'll get you on your final.